Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. Great guest today. We're following Michael Conti's road to Ram. Michael, it's great to have you back and good to chat with you again.
Yeah, great to be back.
So, Michael, what kind of training have you been putting on since your first attempt at Ram? You were having a great ride before, a poor driver intervened.
Yeah, you know, my training hasn't really changed. I still doing the same things, 300-400 miles a week, putting in just consistent rides every week right now. And living in Park City during the winter, I'm on the trainer pretty much all winter.
Any cross-country skiing or anything?
Yeah, my coach Jeff Lauder has me doing cross-country skiing. It's that's like a heart attack ready to happen, almost like crit racing or cyclocross.
But so good for your full body training.
It is very good for everything.
So this was actually a fairly low snow winter, Michael. Were you able to get out on the road fairly frequently?
Yeah, it's crazy. This year in Park City, we didn't have much snow. So I think I was back out on the road in February, for sure in March in the afternoons.
Wow, that early. That's amazing.
Yeah, unlike 2016 on my road to Ram then, it seemed to, every weekend I had off, it seemed to be raining or snowing. And this year, the weather's been great.
And then living in Park City, you get a really good combination of altitude and heat. You're not that far from getting into some really warm places.
Yeah, I'm fortunate. Living in Park City gives me the high altitude training. And then I have a house down in St. George, southern Utah, where they run the Hoodoo 500. And I'm able to get down there about every other weekend and get into the heat and the dry desert.
And you've actually retired from your profession, haven't you, and kind of are riding full-time for the moment?
Yeah, I sold my company unexpectedly at the end of February and been able to really focus on my training and focus on my Ram prep. It's been definitely helpful to be able to balance life, kids, fiance, and biking.
I'd like you to get into some of your training with us. I've never been a big miles guy, and I was excited to hear how you're getting ready.
Yeah, I'm not a big miles guy either. Big miles as far as weekly totals. My coach, Jeff Lauder, has me typically doing 300, 400 miles a week. A lot of intensity, a lot of intervals, a lot of climbing. Sometimes we'll do like 4 days, four 100-mile days, and then we'll be off for a couple of days. I did a training in California between St. George and Southern California, where I did 4 days in St. George in the heat, 100 miles a day. Day off, went to California, did four monster days down there. And to me, that seems to work better, and he really believes in recovery. So we'll go a three-week block, and then we'll have 4 or 5 days off without even seeing the bike.
Now, mentally, how was it making the decision to come back to Ram? That was a pretty dramatic exit that you made outside of Wolf Creek.
Yeah, I mean, you and I talked afterwards. It was pretty much depression for a couple of months, I'll be honest. It was crying for no reason in the shower and getting on my gravel bike a little bit, but not even riding on the road. And Yeah, I talked to my fiance about it, and we waited a while before making a decision to do it again. And I raced in 2017 and had a lot of success, and decided, yeah, I'm gonna finish my dream of completing RIM.
So, what are your goals this year?
Finish. That's always been my goal. Everything else will figure it out on the road. It was just like when I won Raw. I didn't go out to win Raw. Yeah, that'd be icing on the cake. But for me, it was go out, have a great race, and have fun with my crew. And this year, it's the same thing. My crew knows, finish, finish, finish. That's our goal. You know, everything else will just be icing.
Yeah, I don't feel like you're sugarcoating that or exaggerating at all, because even talking with you in your first attempt at RAM, you just always seemed so happy. You were never really talking so much about the competitive side or where you were placed. It was just, you know, I'm feeling really good, and I just happen to be where I am.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm on the, you know how it is. You're on the road, and I mean, if I have a tailwind, sometimes I'll call a sponsor. Hey, thanks for putting me out here. And they're like, are you racing? Yeah, I'm racing. Where are you? I'm in Arizona somewhere. I don't know. I'm bored. Thought I'd just say thank you. And to me, the racing is, it's almost when I, you know, they say 3, 2, 1, go. For me, it's my all-inclusive vacation starts. And I've got crew with me that's taking care of me all the way across the country. Why shouldn't I be happy doing what I love?
Well, Michael, I'm really looking forward to the daily updates from the road with you. Can you get into a little bit about some of your sponsors that you mentioned earlier? Have you picked any up?
Yeah, I'm super fortunate. After winning the race across the West in 15, I've got some great sponsors. USANA Vitamin Company, who's keeping me healthy, is my title sponsor this year. I use all their protein and stuff. And Cervelo Bikes is back on with me. And First Endurance Nutrition, which, man, that helps me get through the desert, the heat of the desert. Robert Kuntz, the founder, is kind of in my back pocket, and I can call him with any questions I have, which helps out. And local bike shop, Mountain Bello. So, yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
And tell us about the crew that you put together.
Man, my crew. I think we might have the crew with the most experience. I've got Jen McVeigh, and I've got Chris, who were on Andre's crew last year, a hand cyclist. So I've got them, and then I've got Sarah Cooper's coming in halfway through. She won the Women's Ram last year, and I've got two of her crew members, Jim and Connie. And then I've got my fiance, of course. She's not the crew chief, but she's my crew chief, which I'm super stoked about. She'll make sure that the crew is taking care of me. We've got a bunch of other friends and there's friends coming out to help. I don't know how I got, you know, people to spend, you know, a week and a half with me across the country, unpaid volunteers. It's humbling, to say the least, to find such an awesome RAM experienced crew.
Parts of the course you're especially looking forward to?
Man, I love the desert. Give me the heat. As soon as we get down to Borrego, give me the heat to heat and dry, and that's where I excel. And get me over those mountains in Wolf Creek, man. I was flying over it in 2016, having the time of my life. We even had a pizza party at the top of Wolf Creek. Adam Bickett was like, you stopped at the top of Wolf Creek? I'm like, yeah, man, we had pizza party. It was awesome. He's like, dude, that's way too high. I'm like, yeah, it's my backyard. It's not a big deal. So looking forward to that, and looking forward to the Appalachians, since I've never been there. So I hear they're a booger.
So how are you rounding out now these last few weeks before the race gets underway?
Man, still training and then, you know, stressing with all the last minute things to do, I guess. I don't know why. It's like talking to my crew chief 6 months ago, it's like, man, we got everything handled. And then you come down to the last bit, it's like, oh God, we need this or need that. And training wise, just sticking to my typical training. I'll ride big weekend this weekend, and then one big ride next weekend. And then we're pretty well shut down. I mean, it's just going to be recover, recover, recover. So the legs are ready. And you know, when we say shut it down to like 2 to 3 hour rides a day. So, but yeah, kind of easy and then hard, easy and then hard.
And then just to touch a little bit on your logistics, so what's going to be your sleep plan from this far out? What are you thinking you're going to be doing during the race?
man, this fat kid loves to sleep, but unfortunately, Ram, I won't be able to sleep much. I'm going to stick the same with what I was doing in 16. It was working. I'll take a 20-minute nap here and there. Naps seem to work really well for me. And then starting the second night, we'll be 90 minutes or about 2 hours off the bike. I like to shower and do a kit change before. We're lucky. We have a pretty rad chase vehicle, a Sprinter van that I built after the accident. So I sleep right on course, pretty comfortable in the Sprinter van. So we're pretty efficient time-wise with that. We don't have to worry about hotels for myself. And yeah, that's it. 90 minutes a night and a couple of 20-minute naps here and there. And I've talked to Dave Hosey about it, and it's like, stay on the road, keep moving.
I love that you're not using hotels or a motorhome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's our crew chief and mechanical use a motorhome, but no, I don't want to dilly dally. I want to just get my stuff done, and I know what it's like. You just got to keep moving. And in 2016, we were screwing around. We were having a ton of fun. That I'm hoping to cut out a little bit of that extra time wasting that I was doing. Bickett went through my stop times and told me I had a little bit too much. So I'm listening to him as far as efficiency goes.
You going to be staying in touch with Adam or anyone else throughout the race?
Oh yeah, man. Adam's been a close, it's funny. I always look up to him, and he's been a close friend, and he's pretty much my data analyzer. So I keep touch with a bunch of people during the race. I mean, otherwise it gets just too monotonous, and it's fun to have the friends like, Metal and Adam and a bunch of the guys who won't be on my crew, but they'll be in my ear for sure. So
you can have a website or anything where people can send you messages or encouragement.
Yeah, we've got our athlete page on Facebook, Road to Ram, Mike Conti, Road to Ram 548. Any of those, you'll find me in there. So we've got a good athlete page. We'll be posting Facebook Lives. We're going to try and do as much of that as we can where we have service, especially the first couple of days is hard just because the service in Arizona is not so good.
All right. Well, Michael, I really wish you the best this year. Happy training this weekend. Look forward to catching up with you a couple of more times before the start of the race and then throughout. And the one I'm really looking forward to is on the stage in Annapolis.
Man, I'm praying for that one. I'm going to work my butt off and make sure I get to Annapolis for sure and talk with you.
Michael Conti, thanks very much for joining us on, Michael Conti's Road to Ram.
Thanks, George.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.